Hey everybody, this is Mark Amadeo. Thanks for joining us for this installment of the GovCon video blog. So today's vlog is the second part in a series that covers cybersecurity rules for federal government contractors. In the first part, we gave an overview of the safeguarding and reporting rules and regulations that apply and the deadlines for compliance. And we talked about how, at least at this point, different rules apply to DoD contracts and civilian agency contracts. Specifically, cybersecurity requirements are contained in FAR or DFARS clauses that are inserted into a contract. Now, typically, defense agencies will insert the DFARS clause into their contract, while civilian agencies will insert the FAR clause. So you will obviously want to check the contract clauses to make sure you know which has been inserted. In this part, we're going to focus on three things that contractors should know about the cybersecurity rules under FAR that apply to civilian agency contracts. Before we get started, there's just one thing that bears repeating. The rules under FAR were implemented in May of 2016. In December of 2016, the National Institute of Standards and Technology published a comprehensive and detailed set of cybersecurity protection guidelines under Special Publication 800-171. Those NIST requirements were incorporated into the rules that apply to defense agency contracts, but at this point they have not been adopted into FAR. If those NIST requirements are adopted by FAR, we will put out an update to this vlog. So one thing contractors should know is that the safeguard requirements contained in FAR Clause 52.204-21, which is the clause setting forth 15 basic safeguard requirements required for contracts with civilian agencies, apply to covered contractor information systems. A covered contractor information system is defined as an information system that is owned or operated by a contractor that processes, stores, or transmits federal contract information. So breaking it down, there are three prerequisites to the safeguard requirement. One, there must be an information system that is owned or operated by a contractor. Two, the information system must process, store, or transmit certain information. Three, that information must be federal contractor information. So what is federal contractor information? Well, here too, there are three parts. Federal contractor information is one, information that is not intended to be released publicly and that has not actually been provided by the government to the public. Two, information that's provided by the government under a government contract, or information that's generated for the government under a government contract. And three, information that is not simple transactional information. And an example of this would be information that's necessary to process contract payments. The second thing contractors should know is that the 15 required safeguards under FAR Clause 52.204-21 generally fall into three categories: safeguards that limit access, safeguards that monitor people and systems, and safeguards that implement protective measures. So a handful of the safeguards involve limiting access. And by that, I mean these safeguards permit only authorized users to access certain information. They require limited connections to external information systems, they limit information that can be posted on public information systems, and they limit people who can have physical access to information systems. Another handful of the safeguards involve monitoring people and systems. By that, I mean the safeguards require identifying and authenticating users or devices before permitting access to information. The safeguards require escorting and monitoring visitors that may have physical access to systems and devices. The safeguards require monitoring communications, and the safeguards require contractors to perform periodic scans of information systems and files. The last handful of safeguards require contractors to take active defensive measures. These include destroying media before they are disposed or recycled, implementing subnetworks for public access that are separate from internal networks, identifying and correcting flaws in information systems and information, providing protections against malicious code, and updating those code protections when releases are available. The third and last thing that contractors should know is that the safeguards under FAR Clause 52.204-21 that are part of a contract with a civilian agency must flow down to contracts in which the subcontractor may have federal contract information that reside in their system or is transmitted through their system. These subcontracts include subcontracts for commercial items that are not off-the-shelf items. Well, that's all we have for today's vlog. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you come back for future episodes of the GovCon video blog.